Blog Talk Radio.
It's been alright, but I made it here with love. I made it here with love. Said I've been up and down and I've been through it all. Took a while to know my heart. Oh, yes, it did. Yeah. Before love like this, you go through the fire and valley lows. But if you just hold on, please hold on, it'll love is strong, it'll save you.
Oh, yeah.
Please hold on, it'll save you.
Save you.
I'm changing for it. Oh, oh, and it hurts, but I'll make it work. Cause I'm no beginner, I'm a winner. Pay dues, I know my purpose. Cause they put my life on hold, but I knew something they didn't know. I know myself too much to ever fold. Dark clouds are moving past you. Oh, you gotta love yourself. If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself before you feed somebody else. You gotta stay open and don't be foolish, cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta love yourself.
I decided not to use my color as a handicap. He a designer, artist, producer, and he rap. Never found virtue from patience, and the dark room just pacing. Precious time is just wasting. You do not what we facing. I cannot be complacent, and my job be courageous. Nothing chances got shot, they can't find it a savior. Made it out of the basement, made it out of the underground. From a time where you out of town, ain't my gun, you down, blow. There goes another round, blow, there goes another round. Came from the shot, and wow, look what the fuck they found. A young legend, coming to shut the summer down. You need to talk to me like you don't win your mother round.
Oh, you gotta love yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself. Before you feed somebody else, you gotta stay open and don't be foolish. Cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself.
You gotta love yourself.
Before you love somebody else. Was it? You deserve it. Ain't nothing else hurt you. Cause they put my life on hold, but I knew something they didn't know. I know myself too much to ever fold. Dark clouds are moving past you.
Oh, you gotta love yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself before you feed somebody else.
You gotta stay open and don't be foolish, cause everybody don't mean you well.
You gotta love yourself.
You gotta love yourself
before you love somebody else.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining the Initiative Radio Network. Tonight we're having a very special guest on. I'm so honored to have the sister. As a matter of fact, I asked her just today would she be on the program, and she so humbly and obliging me said that. So I'm so, let me unmute her mic and bring her in. read a bit of her bio, and we're going to start the show with our beautiful sister, Nahara Atifika Muhammad. I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, but if I'm not, sister, please correct me. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Wa alaikum salam. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show, and I'm very humbled and very honored to be a part of this great program. And it is pronounced Sister Nayera. So,
Nayera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nayera. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Okay. I was Sister Nayera. Let me read a bit of her bio, and then we're going to get this, as they say, this party started. The bio. Sister Nayera Tipika Muhammad is the logo MDT and GCC sister student captain at St. Petersburg, Florida. March 95 of the Mighty Nation of Islam, where she was responsible for teaching and training the women and girls how to sew, cook, clean, and how to take care of their husbands, and in general, how to act at home and abroad. With her training skills and talents, she moves throughout the community, a part of the NAACP, where she served as president of the Youth Council for 4 years, National Council of Negro Women, on the Board of Youth on the Move, and with her own business of life skills coach, motivational speaking, she counsels youth and speaks at high schools, girls' homes, interfaith dialogues, and her radio show on the Hereafter Now Network, which is called this Make One Thing Perfectly Clear, You. Sister Nayera is also the seventh original auditor's coordinator, where she takes the divine guidance of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the teachers of the L. Ron Herbert and the training certification. Excuse me, my computer's freezing up. Give me a second, please. Okay, let me start that over, where she takes the guidance of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the teachings of the Honorable L. Ron Herbert right here. And with her training as a dynamic gold seal HDA auditor, and that she is also the Nation of Islam first superpower completion to help psychologically heal the minds of suffering people. She has received multiple awards, such as the President's Volunteer Gold Service Award, the Amanda Ambrose Soldier of the Heart Award spokesperson. Also, she has received the NAACP Parent Community Award. While doing all of this, she has planned and hosted women conferences with national figures such as Sister Donna Farrakhan and Sister Ava Muhammad, all while maintaining a husband of 17 years, Brother Dawad Muhammad, children, 3 grandchildren, and 2 more on the way, making home a heaven for her family. And with that, let's bring in our beautiful sister again. And thank you so much, sister, for joining us.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you
for a lot. I'm very honored to be here. And I just have one little small correction today. I celebrate 18 years of a growing, loving relationship with my husband. So I must update that bio.
Yes,
beautiful.
Congratulations, sister. That's beautiful. Congratulations to you both. And give the brothers my greetings and love, please. Yes,
will do.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I have some questions. We definitely have our listeners on. I'm out of few, and I'm not going to keep you long because I know you have to go, but nevertheless, we are so honored to have you here. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions.
I'm here to serve you, and there's no rush, and it takes as long as it takes.
Okay, my sister. Okay, with that, my first question is, could you please explain or give us your experiences of being a member of the Nation of Islam? What has been your experience?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. First, I would like to start out, Sister Pamela, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah who intervened in our affairs in the personage of Master Farad Muhammad. And I also bear witness of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is truly the living, exalted Christ, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam. And I further bear witness of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is our divine grace, mercy, redeemer, spirit of truth in our midst today. And I'd like to, you know, make it a little bit more personal to say he is my personal savior. And I do greet you and all of the beautiful listening audience with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Praises be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. And to just really go right into your question, in my experiences with the Nation of Islam, I truly can say that being a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has truly saved my life personally. And being in the Nation of Islam has given me, as we know, the knowledge of self, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the enemy, and definitely the knowledge of the time and what must be done, which is very important, especially now, to have proper guidance. You know, I can say I joined the Nation of Islam in my early 20s, and joining the Nation of Islam, of course, I did not only did I have the knowledge of myself, but I didn't understand the value of self. And it has been my thorough experience that as I continue to grow in the knowledge or the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, gaining that self-worth, you know, of knowing who I am and whose I am, which actually is making me into that beautiful, beloved servant that God would choose and take and have me and use me in the way that he's using me, you know. This little song that pops in my head, you know, I can hear my dad, he used to sing this song, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. So that's my experience.
Praise be to thy beautiful sister. Okay, my next question leads me into our beautiful minister. Oh, I just love him. So what are your thoughts about our beautiful minister, Farrakhan? What example has his life given to you? How has that changed your life?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just today, as I stated to you, that I'm celebrating 18 years of marriage, and I can truly say the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his beautiful wife, Mother Khadija, have served as the perfect example of Black love. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has spoke a word into me that has given me life and life more abundantly, as the scripture said. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has given me hope that no matter what has happened in this wicked, wicked world, that the Black man and woman are the divine chosen people of God. And I know that now, and it has made me to be fearless in this day and time. And I can truly say that if it wasn't for his words, that I don't believe that I would have stood up in the way that I'm standing by Allah's permission to accept the mission. And that mission is the resurrection of the dead. And I do owe that to the words and guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, not just by what he say, but what he's doing. You know, we can look at his work. You know, there's a Bible scripture that say, "Let my work speak for me." You know, and if we just look at the work of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, especially at his age, he makes no excuses to get the work in. So that's the example that he has given to me. I mean, I'm 43 years old, and I could truly say it in his words, I am not nowhere near as tired, you know. And I pray to Allah that I would be one that would die on my post and that means the post of a Muslim, you see. So I thank Allah for the Honorable Minister Bush Farrakhan and his example of being a righteous Muslim. At least I'm striving to be.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, wow. Awesome. Beautiful. I'm loving it, sister. I have one more question, then we're going to open up the line. For those that would like to ask our dear beautiful sister a question, comment or give us some love, then you can definitely push one and I'll bring you right on in. Yes, ma'am. In your bio, I know that you are a auditor, coordinator. I think you've just received your certificate of gold seal. Could you please explain more about what is Dynetics and also what is your specification in the area?
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Dear sister, I want to say that I've been on this journey to be a Dynetics auditor, which is the science, the modern science for mental health. I've been on this journey of walking with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in this aspect of the mission since 2010, when he asked us to go to the church and to become a Dynetics auditor. In my journey to do that and be obedient to the instructions or the appeal of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, dear sisters, I was able to gain benefits for myself, starting with the relief of dealing with a past death of my father, dealing with rape, just dealing with so many different things, of going through the process of auditing, becoming an auditor. I have helped people. Basically, I've helped a sister from actually killing herself by Allah's permission. I've helped sisters to be able to change their viewpoint on what type of lifestyle they're going to live. You know, I've delivered people from just a lot of a tremendous amount of pain by Allah's permission in becoming an auditor. Because of the great wins that I've experienced in the through the obedience of going to get this technology, I also was able to get some more training, you know, to become higher in the technology so that I can help our nation and really help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan when he said that he desired for us to go clear. Well, I don't just want that for myself. We have a creed in the Nation of Islam, want for your brothers and sisters of what you want for yourself. So I desire to make clear. So I have continued my training to become what is known in the church as a Class 5 auditor. And that just simply means one that can use the e-meter, which is the cans, to help peel away some of this pain, and we can come on and be our own righteous self.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful sister. I have tears with you sharing it. Our praise are definitely due to Allah. Beautiful. And with that, we have our first caller. So we're going to bring our first caller in, and the last four digits are 4658. 4658. You're now live with the Initiative Radio. Would you like to make a comment? 58. Every code 631. Okay, maybe not at this time. Okay, we'll continue to until someone else does. Maybe they're just a little busy right now, a little shy perhaps. With that, though, that's a beautiful system. As you say, so many of all of us have definitely things in our past or maybe going on now that we definitely, you know, find it hard to deal with. So that is a beautiful a blessing that we have gotten through our honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had a bit of auditing myself, so I'm grateful for on the journey of healing. So our praise be to Allah for that. Okay, we have another caller.
You know, it's really important for us to understand the gift that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has given us. And I use that term because that's the term that he gave it to us. He said that this is a gift for us, the next best thing after the supreme wisdom, which will help mm-hmm. us to manifest the wisdom that we've always had. You know, so when somebody gives you a gift, how do you show appreciation for a gift? Especially, you know, I know when I was coming up, my grandmother would always say you would never turn down something that somebody gives you. You accept it until you can find use for it, you know. And
yes,
when somebody of this magnitude gives you a gift, even if it's something that you may not quite understand on how to use the gift, but
mm-hmm.
the person that gave you the gift is the person that adds value to the gift. So you want to find out on how to actually work that gift, you know.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
We've been given a gift from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan when it comes to this technology. So it's very critical for us to take hold of this gift and begin to practice and use it on one another.
Yes, ma'am, and I definitely want to personally thank you for the gift that you sent me through the Dynetic Books, the package, should I say, and for those that I was able to share through you, sister. So thank you, and may Allah continuously to bless you for all your good endeavors and love that you spread. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Okay, we have a next caller, 7619. Thank you and welcome to the Initiative Radio. You're not live.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Enrico X from Delaware. Wanted to ask the question with, as far as the Dianetics course, I guess it could be a twofold question. What were your main obstacles for completing the course, and what was your motivation for completing the course?
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah, and thank you so very much for your question. I'm going to answer this question just as it is. I didn't have an obstacle to complete the Dianetics HDA course, and I didn't have an obstacle because at the time that it came out, it was literally given to us as an instruction. The minister wanted it. I heard him said he wanted us to do it, and I moved back everything in my life. Mind you, I'm a mother of five, and I'm a wife, student MGT captain, and many other things. But because the minister asked us to do it, I made time in my schedule. I was in the course room for 10 hours a day, all to complete the goal. Now, mind you, I was acting upon obedience, you know, but I didn't realize the gift or the experience that I was going to get in striving to be obedient to the instructions. So the more I studied, the more I learned about myself. The more I studied, the more I learned about my family, my daddy, my mother, my grandmother, and the hurts and pains, that generational curses that had been on my family. You know, we use that term generational curse, but when you look at it through the Dianetics book, it's called aberration, contagion of aberrations. Aberrations mean deviations, you see? So I began to understand, and my motivation was that I wanted, and I've always wanted to be the one to bring about a change in my family. What could I do to change the direction or evolve the direction in which my family was going, you know? So getting this technology was the answer that I was looking for, because now the mental illness that we were suffering from in our family, I had an answer to it. I knew what to do. I knew what to look for. So that was my motivation. That was my drive. I was looking through the eyes of pain, but I was also being able to see the love of my family and how much they desired to be able to help each other when it came to mental illness. So the technology of Dianetics gave me the answers to that. And then as we were sitting in the course room, dear brother, another part of my motivation was being amongst believers that was just as excited as I was. We was going through the struggle together, sitting down, word clearing together, you know, sitting in the course room hours after hours because we wanted to accomplish the goal. And then the beautiful experience of sitting down with my sister, and being able to audit one another. And here it is, this very person that you may have not known this level of pain existed in their beingness, and being able to help them to relieve that. That was a great feeling, you know. So that was my motivation. That is my motivation even to this day. You know, I have not stopped with my zeal to become the best that I can be with this technology for my nation and for Black people in general, because there are some benefits in getting the technology of Mr. Hubbard. And I believe, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has stated, when we get it, we will not hide our light under a bushel basket. So I'm going to get the gift that he's given us, and inshallah, as I continue to get it, I'm bringing it back to my nation and to spreading it around to all Black people on the planet Earth.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, brother. Were you finished with your comment?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. Beautiful, sister. Thanks. Oh, yes. That'd be awesome. Okay. Let's go back to the first. If anyone else would like to make a comment, ask our beautiful sister first to comment, please do push one, and I would gladly bring you right on in. And for the first call, I don't know, did they want to talk or not? But let me see here, make sure. 7, I believe. Was it 7-6? Let me make sure. It may be the first one, I don't know. But nevertheless, they did not speak, so I just want to make sure that everyone get a chance to speak. So 7-6-1-9, I'm going to unmute you. Call for just a second. If you want to make a comment, you can. If not, then I'll mute you right back. Because I don't know what's a mistake or not. Well, like,
it's still me.
Okay. I was just, thank you, sir. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, anyone else that would like to ask a question, please push 1. And that would gladly bring you right on in. But with that, we're going to continue. Okay. Well, I think we have maybe this the right one. 4-6-5-8. Assalamualaikum.
Yes, ma'am. A great show. I mean, it's very wonderful to hear our sister do the work of God, mm-hmm. if you will. I'd like to ask a question in regards to dynamics. I would like to complete the course, but sometimes, like, I can't complete it because of obstacles in my pathway. As I was listening to the sister, she said she has 5 children, she's a mother, she's this, and she was able to complete it. I would like to complete that and become an auditor. Is there any, like, way she can guide or say to me what I can do better to get my because I want to help the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, Mr. Farrakhan, to bring people and myself to be myself. So with that said, I'll turn it over to you because I like to teach my son, who's 23 years old, to help him because he's going through some changes. So just like her, I need that help to help my family and my people, and I'll leave it as that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Dear brother, thank you for your question. I'm very honored to be able to share my viewpoint and my expression. And I pray to Allah that it will be the right guidance for you. The most key thing that I heard you say is that you want to help yourself, and it's self first and others. So being that you want to help yourself, I would say, understand this, and you will get more into it, that first, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, it's nothing like a made-up mind. Just make your mind up, decide, and then do, you know? And in that, note on this, that the reactive mind does not want to die. It will pull in all sorts of things, according to Mr. Hubbard, to keep you from getting on the course. We can liken this to scripture, brother. It says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways in the book of James. So know that it's two minds that's speaking. I like to liken it to first the analytical mind, which is the God mind. The God in you is saying, do this. Then the other mind is the reactive mind. That's that double mind. It's bringing in all sorts of excuses and things that may even be reality, but it's putting it there and it's keeping it there for you not to overcome your difficulties in being able to help yourself, your family, and your nation. You see? So now you just have to be stronger as the we learn in Dynetics that your thrust got to be stronger than your suppressors, you see? Ooh. So whatever is keeping you down, your God force, your God power has to be stronger than that, you see? And then study the Black Panther mechanism in Dynetics. Get the video. Study that, not just look at it. Study that. It's five ways to attack a problem, you see? And once you study that, dear brother, you will find the best answer and the only answer, and that's to attack. Be fearless, you know? And if we can't confront ourselves to be able to get something that we would know, that we know that would aid us in the resurrection process, then we have yet to reach, in my opinion, that state of beingness of being fearless.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All praise be to Allah.
Thank you. All praise be to Allah.
Beautiful.
So make up your mind and just do. Praise be to Allah.
That's nice, sister.
That's wonderful.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Beautiful. If anyone else would like to ask our dear sister a question or get any advice, then please push one and I will bring you right on in. Okay, I'm going to also leave the mic. If anyone's still online would like to jump in again, you can just mute your mic, then that way you'll have an opportunity to ask a question also if you choose to, if you have anything else you would like to add. And with that, we're going to go to my next person, and I'm waiting on our next caller to push that one. Okay. Let me ask you this, sister. Some of us seem to be afraid of getting this gift that the minister has given us. Thank God that I was the first one striving to get to the nearest place, because at the time there wasn't an altar in my area. But I did. I was driven at least 2 hours to try to go and get this technology. But that day, you know, I was tested because, unfortunately, the ride I went with or the person I went with had to leave early. And you talking about some upset. I was so upset because, you know, I tried to do, you know, what I have to do or what the minister instructs us. I really do try. And so that day I was a bit upset. So as the minister teaches, when you get upset or disappointed, you may go, you know, to a level of insanity if you don't pray and get yourself back together. But that day I was so upset because I had been driven and just was looking so forward to it. And at the time, it was about to, the auditing section was about to start, and the person was like, hey, I forgot to tell you, I have to go to work in like 4 hours. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? But nevertheless, after that, about 6 months later, an opportunity came in, and I was able to go back and get some auditing. And as I said just yesterday, I was able to get some. So if the minister says or put it out there, and I know that it's for our benefit. So, my question is, I'm sorry, kind of got off. I had to kind of share the experiences that I had. Why do you think some of us are afraid to get this technology? I think we don't want. I don't know. I guess to open up our hearts and let people see some of the pain, other things that we've gone through or gone through, and maybe a bit of embarrassment or trust, lack of trust, etc. Why do you think that some of us haven't even took the opportunity to get audited, even after 7 years of it being instructed for us to get?
Yes, ma'am, beloved. Thank you for the question. I would say, one, just in my expression and viewpoint of this, and knowing what I've been given by the study guides from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I think it's study guide number 9, where he talks about fear and how fear restricts us. We are restricted people because of fear. In English lesson 21, he says he likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing. Why does he like the devil? Because the devil put fear in him when he was a little boy. Why does he fear now since he's a big man? Because the devil taught him the wrong food. When we're looking at devil in this sense, we're looking at the reactive mind. Mr. Hubbard says that if there was ever a devil, it would be called the reactive mind, the weakness. And I'm saying this, the weakness of ourselves. So we start eating on the wrong food, the foods of the naysayers. If that will keep us out of the chair, we're going to do that. You know, the wrong food of not being able to get a technology that, you know, we say come from a white man, that could be the wrong food. You know, some of us have truly broken the auditor's code where it may keep another person from out of the chair, wrong food. There's many different things that has kept us from discovering our own selves, and really it could just be a lack of confront, you know, not wanting to face some of the painful emotions or painful experiences that we have had over a generational period in our lifetimes, you know, whether it was our pain, our mother, our father, our brother, our sisters, you know, it takes a lot of confront. So I just believe that, you know, it really does take a love for self to be able to go through this. No, I not believe, I know, you know, I'm sitting in the auditing chair almost every day at this dispensation of time right now, because my goal by life submission is to become clear by July 4th. But sitting in that chair and getting to the point now where it's not just about what happened to me, I have to confront and do things that I've done to other people and be truthful about it, you know. So in that, you know, that takes a really high level of responsibility to be able to sit in a chair and confront myself, you know. So it could be a lack of responsibility and being responsible to ourselves, you know. But the thing that I would say is not to place blame on any one of us. It's all about enlightenment. You know, there is this tool that's available for us. It doesn't take away from us from being a righteous Muslim. It only helps us to be righteous. You know, some of us are afraid that if we go to the church, we're going to become Scientologists. We're not going to be, you know, followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad anymore.
Right.
You know, there's a whole bunch of different things that's out there that, you know, that may keep us from fully expressing or experiencing ourselves. And the best thing that's waiting on you and me as we get this technology is the true essence of ourselves. Sister, we don't need anybody to tell us to be gods. We know this. We've been given the knowledge of ourselves. But this tool and this technology is helping us to become functioning gods. So it's all about how much we're willing to become that which we have been called to be, and that's a functioning god.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right, and like you said, you know, some of the different things that have stopped us or are stopping us, you know, we just have to get, as the minister say, our feet out of our own way, and that's a lot of our problem. You know, we're hindering hindering ourselves from going into our God or these teachings. So thank you for that. It's beautiful. And with that, let's see if we have anyone else that would like to ask our sister a question, make a comment, give us some love, then push that one, and that will bring you right on in. But we definitely have some callers that's waiting and listening. We do appreciate you. But for those that would like to make a comment or, you know, like I said, just share love. It's family here. And so please just push one and I'll bring you in. But until then, I would like to go to my next question. And we may have some coming from the chat line, too. Just, they'll be coming in a second or two. But my next question is, I know also you are, if I'm not mistaken, a host of your program. Could you tell us a bit more about that, that the program that you have, and how often do you be on, et cetera?
Dear sister, I want to say that Sister Cassandra and her beautiful self of the Hereafter yes. Now Network has allowed me the opportunity to be on her network program for, I think we actually ran it every month for almost a year and a half. Yes, ma'am. On the Hereafter Now, you can actually go and research some of those radio programs. And let's make one thing perfectly clear. But due to some, you know, some changes and things that she's updating her broadcast or her network, should I say, we haven't been as active as I've been in the past. I actually did a show with her last month by last permission. So right now it is going through some transitional things in which she's updating her network. Inshallah, we will resume. But until then, you know, the work is still getting done, and I've been appearing on different shows throughout the nation. So all praise to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, definitely, you're always, you know, I love Sister Sasanya too. She's a beautiful, beautiful soul. I just love her. And I wish her, and all that she does are good. I wish her well also. But definitely, you can always come on here, sister, and definitely share your love and you know, and be a host on this show as well. So, you know, whatever, you just let Sister Pamela know, and we'll definitely make a spot for you. So with that, I have another question until we get some more out of chat questions. And my next question has been over the sisters and Petersburg as a Pacific captain, what has been your most challenging role in leadership, as well as some of the obstacles that we have, you know, working with, you know, it's sometimes it's difficult to work among people, you know, trying to get the same mindset and on the same path. So could you tell me some of your great experiences and how to overcome some of the things that we also have to overcome, you know, learning to love and be with each other and mourn each other and work with each other and put the egos down and this type of thing.
Yes, ma'am. You actually said a portion of my answer. One of the greatest things for me is to be able to operate from a seat of love, despite whatever may present itself, you know, look beyond any challenges and always find the best part of any situation and settle on that part with love, you know. And now, as we are moving very quickly into the time where it's going to be very difficult for us as believers and, you know, just different people on the planet, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is ascending, but right before our eyes, you know, one of the greatest things is that making sure that we are mentally stable to continue to do this work so that we can make unlimited progress as we've gone to experience a very dark, dark time. So that's another one of my things in working with the mighty women of God is making sure that we are using the technology to help each other so that we can be secure within our own beingness and being able to help our families and to help our community. And that's one of the greatest things that I'm striving to do now. You know, there was a time where, you know, somebody would come to me and you know that they are sincere, you know, but life really has gotten and taken a hold of them and they didn't know how to get out of that situation. And I would go through that pain with them because I didn't know what to do for them. Well, now I know that something can be done about it and I don't have to solve their problems anymore, that I can point them into a direction so that they can take a look, because that's what auditing is all about, taking a look and finding the solution within self.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, yes, ma'am. How could, if we want to get your sister to an area to audit, for someone to be audited, or people that want to be audited, could you give us some information? Is it possible that you go to different cities to audit people, or how would that work?
Well, right now, sister, it would be quite impossible for me personally to audit everybody that requests me to audit them. Though my heart is just as big as that, as the request, I would love to do that. But here's the solution. You know, I am very trained and very skilled on how to help repair auditors so that they can begin to audit. I'm very skilled at being able to explain the technology to Bylaws for Mission for people to reach for the technology and become auditors, because that's what we need. We need more auditors. And right now, Allah has blessed me to go to several different places or two different places and scheduled to go to other places to do what I've been doing, which is called the repair of the Black family with the use of modern technology. So I would love to come to your city and give you all that particular workshop so that we can make sure that not just us in the nation, you know, the minister wants every Black person to get Dianetics.
Right.
So that's the goal, you know. So, you know, Allah has blessed me with the gift to be able to explain this in a way where our people won't be afraid of something that belongs to us. And it does. It belongs to us. So to go out in a community and put on a seminar is one of my forte, so I would not mind coming to your city.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, beautiful sister. We'll have to definitely work together and see about that. I'm going to get with the labels here. The next question we have via chat wants to know, the person wants to know, like growing up being a youth and with all so much temptations out here that it's not good for the younger people. Basically, she wants to know what can she do to, in other words, not to be influenced or to be able to overcome a lot of the obstacles that young people are facing these days.
Thank you for the question. I want to say that that's a real challenge for our young people today, especially our young girls, because of the amount of temptation that's out there. And really the design by Satan himself is to go after the woman, in particular the Black woman. So he starts, as we have been taught to teach, from the cradle to the grave. He starts in the cradle. You know, he starts with these little nasty cartoons that he put on TV, already putting suggestive thoughts in their minds. So when they are faced with these difficult things, that it's more easier for our babies to lean to the left than it is to the right. So the sister is asking a real question on what can she do. You know, if she's a member of the Nation of Islam, she has to surround herself with a strong support system, you know, to find like minds that think like her
And remember, an idle mind is a devil's workshop, which means she has to get busy doing things that would keep her on the right path and fighting against the Satan of self, you know. So that's not an easy task. And if you're looking for an easy way out, then sister, then you already set yourself up for failure as well as me. We have to know that we're going to face difficulty, but with difficulty comes ease. So don't be afraid to embrace the adversities that's in your life, but get with like-minded people that's struggling like you, you know, in the faith. But, you know, use your common sense. If you know that there's wrong or wrongdoings happening, then don't allow yourself to be subject to that. Move out of the way. You know, you got to be like the Matrix. You got to kind of do some ducking and dodging from Satan, because he's after, in particular, the black woman and our youth. So, yes, it is hard. And you're gonna face these things that's natural in this unnatural world right now. So my advice to you is to seek refuge in Allah through prayer, and then keep yourself busy with the work. Keep yourself creating things that you like to do that will keep you on the right path.
Praise be to Allah. Beautiful. Rise and enlightenment. It's a beautiful. Our next question is from a young man. He wants to know what, for instance, the police brutality, not only is it, of course, perpetrated toward men now, but it is perpetrated toward girls, et cetera. But being a young man, how can he, not be afraid, but still be cautious of police brutality and all of the other obstacles that that he is facing as a young man also?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the question. I have this saying, knowing something is half the battle. So when you know Satan, that's half your battle, you know. So it's very important right now for us to be educated and enlightened on what's happening in the world and around us, and we will avoid the traps of Satan. So for a young black man, number one, you have to note that you are a target in America. You know, this is not something new. This has been happening for over 461 years that we've been in America. The black man has been at risk, you know, against the wicked oppressor slave masters and their children. So you have to know your history. Have to have a thorough knowledge of yourself, a knowledge of God, the knowledge of the enemy, and the knowledge of the time and what must be done, and put yourself around people that know the same thing, and that will be your protection, you know, because you, as well as any other man that know who he is, would not be a prey for the enemy. And that's just my opinion and expression of this.
Yes, ma'am. Wonderful, sister. Beautiful, beautiful. The next question is, with so much things going on in this person's life, they said they're getting depressed with loss of life sometimes. Of course, we have loss of property. What can they do to not become bitter but become better, even though they're going through some difficulties at this time?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me just say something also, dear sister, and I was really reminded that to tell the young man to join the FOI. And I did get that text to the sister that sent that to me. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. You know, definitely, you know, any young man that is feeling at risk or anything like that, really make all was join the FOI. So that would definitely be an addition to what I just said in regards to the young man. Now, you were stating your next question was how to deal with depression.
Yes, ma'am. When you're going through, you know, loss of life and just different ways of sickness, et cetera, how do what overcome that or deal with it, should I say, without being bitter, to be able to come up out of that. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this is where the technology of Mr. Herbert comes in, dealing with loss of life. There's actually an assist that's called the loss of person assist, and that will actually help that person to come up the tone scale so that they can be able to function and operate. And when a person is going through depression, that's an indicator of where they're at in their ability to cope with life, which is where they are on the tone scale. So my recommendation would be is for a person that's dealing with these types of things is to get an auditor. You know, if you're in the nation, go to your auditor coordinator, go to an auditor and let them know. The biggest thing is communication, letting someone know what you're going through. And this is where we have to be like the Quran. We got to start with the opening, and that is to open up and let someone know. And then the auditor is trained to be able to help that person. We have the tools, dear sister, to deal with anything that we're going through. I mean, prayer alone, you know, when we pray and we go to Master Fran Muhammad, that's the first stage to relief, you know. So prayer must not be left out of this. Then we read the Holy Quran and we read, you know, the Supreme Wisdom. These things are all things to open us up and raise our tone level. And as we do these things, now we know for 100% that we have been given something that worked. This is a science, is an exact method. And if we use it as it has been given to us, in the way that it has been given to us, it's guaranteed to give us the relief.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful. So with that, I hope that the listener or the chat person definitely take advantage of what the sister is advising, because it definitely will help you to, you know, better, to be able to deal with a lot of things that, you know, we have to deal with in this lifetime. And with that,
yes.
Let's see. Go ahead. Sir.
Yes, ma'am. I want to say that there's a book. It's called Solutions for Dangerous Environments. And you can actually go online. It's a free course online on Scientology.org or .net, I think it is. And you can take that course. It's Solutions for a Dangerous Environment. And it will help you to learn how to cope with losses.
Wow. Beautiful. Before you go, please give that in. Any more information outside? Absolutely. Everyone needs to go and deal with that, because there's some time, you know, that we definitely would have to deal with a loss of life, inshallah. So thank you, sister. And with that, if anyone else would like to ask our beautiful sister who's putting out such great advice for us and some healing. So if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, as I said, just give some love. Then push one, and I would gladly bring you right on in. Just push that one, and you'll be brought right on in immediately. No, with that, we're going to go back until we get a caller. I'm leaving at the line as I speak. The next comment or question is, what can we do as a community to change our condition with, they say, with Trump being in the office? Your question is basically, what can we do as a community to overcome with Trump being the new so-called president and better our condition?
Well, sister, I'm going to say that we as a people have to follow the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, he has asked us to go out and make our communities a decent and better place to live. And, you know, he's addressing the things that is happening with the world right now, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as it relates to Trump and everybody else. So tune in to him, get guidance from him. You know, he's the voice
that Allah has anointed and appointed to guide us in that manner. And for us, for those of us that's what we consider the ground soldiers, you know, we have to go out and meet the needs of our people. We have to get out
of the
houses, get out of our, get out of the mosque, get out of the church, wherever we are. Get out and do as Jesus does. He walks the street, giving the people the good news that a Savior has arrived. You know, our people are lost. Our people don't know what to do, but those that have been given the guidance of the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and we have these supreme wisdom teachings, there is no excuse for us right now. We have a task before us, and we have, listen to this, he gave us specific instructions. Make our community a decent and safer place to live. Well, with that being said, we don't have time to be considering of what Trump is doing. We need to get out and knock on the doors of our people and get them how to eat to live. Get them the Navy bean. They are feminizing the black male, destroying our families. And with the knowledge that we have been given by Dr. Wesley and Sister Ava and all of those that's coming before us, that's given us all of this beautiful supreme wisdom, we can't just soak it up for ourselves and say, well, we know. No, the blood is on our hands.
Right.
Get out in the street.
Yeah.
Our work is
in
the street,
right.
So says the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And for those of us that hear and obey to him and his guidance, the proper guidance, then we already know what to do. There is no question about that. It's just about us actually having the love, the sincere love to go out and get our people. And now he's given us even more tools to equip us. Because if we're bleeding and we're suffering and we're in pain and we're not helping ourselves to come up out of the pain, then of course we become stagnant and stuck, you know? So no, we got to sit in the chair, get some auditing and go out and help our people and audit them too.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, sister. Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful. Okay, and with that, we have another caller. So let me bring our caller right on in. 2811.
Assalamualaikum.
Well, alaikum salam, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Pamela, beautiful show. Sister Captain Nayira, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. This is Sister
Praise
Sandra calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I am calling to take questions.
Yes, ma'am.
One, the question is, how do you continue?
Oh, she's breaking up. I can't.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. How do you, one, it's like a two-part question. How do you continue to stay inspired in the midst of those around you that are not feeling the same way that you do? That's one. And then the second question is, how do you stay inspired when your home is in disarray and you have people that are fighting you and saying that Dianetics is not the way? You can only do it at certain places, and you can only do it here. You can't do it there. How do you stay inspired and motivated and continue to inspire others when around you no one is feeling the same way? That's my question. I'm going to get off, and assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Dear sister, you know what? My inspiration is making his word bond. I am determined to bear witness to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's gift, you know, and I can truly say that, yes, I have experience where, you know, people around me is not feeling it and, you know, thinking I'm with the church or, you know, whatever, just all sorts of crazy things that may be their reality. And I learned not to invalidate people, really to just leave them where they are and keep moving. You know, I said to brother earlier, it's nothing like a made up mind. See, I've made up my mind that regardless to whom or what, I'm going to get the technology and help our people. How many times does our leader our leader, the one who we know has right guided and is guided by Master Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to deny something that he has given us, we deny all three of them. How many times do our leader got to stand before the world and defend himself and give it us Dianetics? He just had to do it Savior's Day. He shouldn't have to keep doing this, you see? So that's my motivation. I don't give up. I don't care what other people have to say when it comes to this technology, because it was given to me by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It was given to you, all of us that's listening. And for those of us that may not be in the Nation of Islam, he gave it to you too, because there's no mm-hmm. other man that's standing up for black people the way that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is standing for us. This man has served with us all of these years, and he's never, ever, ever led us astray. And he will not lead us astray when it comes to this technology. So it is through our submission and our obedience that we will reap the rewards. So the question is, who are you loyal to? Are you loyal to the God that came for you and me? Or are you loyal to those that are around you that may be acting out of ignorance? Remember, we're in a time of separation. We will be separated by the principles and the ideas and the different things that will come to us. And depending on how we answer, then the scientist is going to tell us which way to go. So that answer is, how do you respond to the messenger of Allah? Everybody is not going to become an auditor. He said that. However, he said everybody needs auditing. He said that the saviors are the auditors. He's calling on spiritual physicians. So what keeps me motivated and inspired and inspiring others? Because I believe in Farrakhan. I believe in everything that this man has told me by Allah's permission. So I am determined by Allah's grace and mercy to be an example. And I pray to Allah. I literally pray to Allah and ask him to be able to use me in the way that he would use me when it comes to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in this work. And he's just so happening to, you know, use my voice as a voice for Dianetics. So that's my inspiration and that's my motivation.
Wow. Ooh, I got poetry of beautiful praise be to Allah. Okay, with that, let's go to our next caller.
You know, I had the thought that we would not make Mr. Muhammad a liar.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely not. Absolutely. And with that, beautiful sister, go ahead, sister. 775. You're not live with our dear sister.
What's up, Salam? This is Salam Muhammad, Wilmington, Delaware, by way of New York City. How was everybody?
Fine.
All praise and due to Allah. We're blessed. Thank you, Allah, for his mercy.
I couldn't wait to get off of work. I'm home now so I can talk. So I was like, one of the things that the sister said, that she felt that, you know, that sometimes, you know, when you're in a place where there's others that might not be with Dianetics, the sister that was just gone.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to give an example of, and share if that's all right. I'm not going to take too long. And in truth, I didn't want to get audited when the minister had said it because of some personal issues that I had. And I didn't want, you know, anyone at my local mob or in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of people feel the same way. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I ain't
mm-hmm.
getting my no. I ain't going to the mall. No, you know, you hear it. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just was listening, and by the grace of mercy, Sister Muriel in Chester, and she had made a statement that even if people don't want to get audited in their city, there's other places to go. And I wanted to share that because I was going
Absolutely.
Through something at the time, trying to give an event, and it's really within, and it's the laborers. you be trying to do something. You say, it's not that easy to go out in the street and do this and that, because you want your mom to back you. And it's a hurting feeling when you don't have the believers within your own community with you. And you be feeling some kind of way. And, you know, I thank Allah that I got on the bus. I took a whole 3-4 hours to get to Pittsburgh with Sister Shirley Muhammad, who's the auditor who I met on Facebook. And that's how I got on it. Other than that, those who are suffering in their city and feel that they don't want to share because they feel some kind of way that, you know, and it's happening. That's a real issue.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's not that people don't want to get audited, because I'm going to use myself as an example. It wasn't that I didn't want to get audited. It was just that I had some things going on, and I felt, you know, I didn't feel the trust. I'm going to just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on that bus. I even went home to my hometown, back to New York. Sister Barbara in New York City had audited me. Then when I was getting audited, I asked my sister to get audited with me. And she said, sure, and they had set it up as a twin. And a lot of things that my sister had shared when we audited, I didn't even know about her childhood. Can you imagine being raised in the same home with your same family, your own family member, and not even knowing her hurt and pain? I felt so thankful a lot. I thank a lot for Sister Naira and those who are auditors and studying Dianetics and Scientology with the Nation of Islam. Thank a lot for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But it's a way that we have to go out our people. If we don't, you know, so many doors open. I just want to share that. I was really thought I had this real big engram, and I was, like, holding on to the chair while the sister was auditing me and everything. I was so afraid. And she said, are you okay? Let's go back into the present time. And, you know, that engram wasn't really as big as I thought it was. After the whole thing, we started smiling and laughing. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I was crying and everything. It really wasn't that serious. And I just want to share that. So doors have opened for me in my community. I know how to go out there and talk to my people and feel their pain. Because when you're not getting audited your own stuff, how are you going to reach your people when you got engram?
Yes, absolutely. I was saying, you know, you brought up a very good point, and I'm glad that Allah allowed that to come through this line. And that is another option for us, and that is to, if you don't have somebody in your city to do it, that you should reach out to somebody else.
No, it's not that you should do it. It's not that they're not there. The whole thing, and I'm going to be honest because I'm talking about myself, you don't trust the people in your mosque or your area where you at. That was the problem with Sister Lorraine, and that's me. I'm being honest. It ain't like we ain't had no auditors. Of course we got auditors. But it's something that's that wall that's built up in many of us, and I have talked to several people. What do you do when that come about, Sister Naira? What happens when you don't feel the trust in your mosque? What do? Sit home and say, well, I ain't getting on because you know them people down at the mosque. There's people talking like that. Let's talk real talk. Mm-hmm. What do you say
yes,
to that?
Understood. And I would say exactly what you just said. You know, go find you an auditor. You know, if that means that you have to go to a different city, then you do that. You know, until you can build up and get someone that can audit.
That's right.
So absolutely, I would say the very exact same thing that you just said, and that's to go and get another auditor.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah.
But you know, I want to say this: our nation right now, we're on a auditor's challenge. Where all throughout the Nation of Islam in each region, we have been asked to produce new auditors, you know?
That's right.
So what would I say now? I would say find that person in your city that you can trust and encourage them to go through and become an auditor. You know, the race is not to the swift nor to the strong. It's to those who can endure to the end. So right now we're calling on new auditors throughout the Nation of Islam.
Right.
You know, so who's bold enough to be able to go through this process now and become the new saviors? Because remember, he said the auditors are the saviors. So, you know, Many are called, but few are chosen. So we should be, as a nation of people, especially those of us that have gained benefits from being audited and gained benefits from auditing other people. Well, don't sit there and waste our time on people who may not be interested anymore, you know. But mm-hmm. there are people that don't even know why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has asked us how to go by doing it. Pique somebody else's interest and get them to become a new auditor.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Sister Lorraine, for calling in.
My name is Sister Lorraine Muhammad.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Lorraine Muhammad. Thank you.
Out of Wilmington, Delaware. And I'm going to say thank you. This is most needed, and I just share it on my Facebook page and with others. This is much needed. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, everybody, for allowing me to speak. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum,
ma'am. Thank you. She made a very valid point. And like I said earlier, at the time, we didn't have any auditors in this area, but also she's right. Sometimes you do have auditors in your area, but you're comfortable with them, and that's the truth too. And she did. I will say that's the exact thing to do. If you don't feel comfortable with a certain person or auditor, then go where you will feel comfortable. So therefore, you can get the help that you need. And that's a very, very valid point she did make. Praise be to God. Yes, ma'am. And with that, I do have the lines still open with some of the earlier callers, and I just did that. That's Mr. Mike. And if you want to make another comment, then please do, because this is definitely too important not to get your questions out, you know, to make a comment if you want to. So I am going to unmute. I just ask everyone to, you know, please, if you don't have leave your mic muted until you have a question. But if you definitely want to ask anything else and you've asked before already, that is fine, because we welcome it. And also the other people that haven't asked a question, definitely push one and I will bring you right on in, because I am loving it. I'm absolutely so grateful that the sister is on with us, because she is really, really doing a beautiful job and definitely helping us all with her questioning and her experiences that she has as an auditor. And I can tell her heart is in it, and that's the beauty of it. It is so sincere. So with that, if anyone else would like to make a comment, ask a question, ask for advice, need some healing, which we all do, please push one, and I'll be glad to bring you right on in. And like I said, for those that may have another question they have already asked, that's fine, too. You may just unmute your mic and come right back on in. And so with that, I'm just loving it, sister. I'm loving it. One more question before we have anyone else to ask a question. Let make sure I'm looking at the line. Okay, because we do have a lot of callers here. With that, as the sister was stating, and I might need to mute the mic up right now. Okay, thank you, salam, brother.
Yes, this is Brother Enrico again. Through going through the auditing course and training, did it help you better understand the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the leadership process better?
Yes, it did. In the scriptures, the user had the ability to cast demons out of the people, and he empowered his disciples. And I guess looking at that whole little situation on how they was able to cast out demons. Well, when you look at, what we are being empowered to do as his disciples, and when he leaves, it will be like we would be apostles. We'll be able to cast out demons out of the people. You see, when you cast out an engram, that's their language. But what's our language? Demons. You know, it has demon circus inside of the enemy. So what as his disciples, you know, that looks like to me the work of Jesus. And we're living in a time where everyone is looking for that Christ figure to return, you know, the one that is spoken to crush the wicked. Well, what is he doing? He's empowering us with the ability to crush the wickedness of self and others. So, yes, it only brought more fulfillment to prophecy in the Word of God.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Thank you, brother.
Man. Good God Almighty. There is not one idle word that he speaks that is not given to him by God himself. We just have to be students and studious enough to look at it and match it up with scripture.
So true, sister. And like you said, the minister, I must say this. In the name of God, I thank Allah for coming in the person, Master Farad Muhammad, and raising the honor, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and then leaving to us that beautiful man, the honorable Louis Farrakhan, who is so giving to our people, and not just the people of the Nation of Islam, but he wants to touch every one of our people that, you know, that he's able to, and that's the beauty of it. No matter what he may be going through personally, he doesn't let that stop him. His love is so, what can I say, magnetic, magnificent, just Allah's grace on us. And we all should be definitely very, very grateful what Allah has left in our midst. And not to take him for granted, not to take his teaching for granted, not to be arrogant with these teachings, not to have an ego, but to be humble enough, strive our best to live them the best that we can, and also to share those with our people by the condition that we are in. And, you know, I just wanted to add that it's a beautiful thing, and we definitely should, you know, like I said, take advantage of that, because this is a gift. He is a gift to us all. And with that, I don't want to keep my sister any longer, because she's, and I must say this before we go, I'm not, because I know I told her I wouldn't keep her long, because it is her anniversary, and congratulations.
It's fine, you know, I really just are respectfully humble and humbly, I'm just honored to be able to share this technology with us. And as you were speaking about the minister, I was reflecting on a time when I sat with him, and one of the things he said to me, he said, you know, I want people to get to the point where they can audit themselves. And when you get to that point, you're in the realm of the gods, you know. And I didn't know exactly what it meant at that time, you know, but now that I know that they're, the higher you are trained, that you can actually get to that point at some point in your training. I'm saying all of that to say this, dear sister, is we are all being invited to be of the circle of the gods. We are not here to just be regular men and women. We are being invited to be in the circle of the gods, you know, but we must get out this Yaqub mindset. Remember, we have been made into perfect devils. Willie Lynch, in his process in the breaking of a slave, has broken us all the way down from our God power. We're not upset that that process happened, because all of it was ordained by God to show us the material that's needed today to bring in the hereafter. If we're Christians, to bring in the kingdom of God. We are those people. But in order to access that,
we must go through a process that will rebuild us and make us into functioning gods. There was a technology that made us a slave, and there's a technology to undo the slave-making process. Well, a God is giving it to us in this day and time. And all it takes is mild obedience. You know, we have a divine man before us. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that say, let this mind be in you as it is in Christ Jesus. Well, what mind is that? It is the mind of Master Farad Muhammad. It is the mind of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it is the mind of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. We got to get rid of the things, of the impediments that keep us from functioning in the manner in which we are to function to resurrect the dead. We are the new people on the planet. We are bringing in a new civilization, which means in order to accept the new teaching that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is going to bring to us, we have to have a new mind. He said, put on the new man and wear him as a garment. Well, how do we do that? It is through our complete submission, prayer to Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, how to eat to live, which will give us a clear body. Dianetics will give us a clear mind. Supreme wisdom will give us the thinking of God. And then get that admin tech, you know, that will make us capable leaders. That's bringing in the new world. We must not be ungrateful in the time that we're in. We're going into a darker and darker and darker situation. But those of us that is able to bear the light and carry the light, we must be able to bring people from darkness into light. Dianetics will help us to get there faster, will help us to do it quicker. You see, study the study guides. That's the study guides is going to reformat our minds. So, dear sister, we have given the tool to resurrect the black man and woman here in the wilderness of North America. This technology that we have been given from Minister Farrakhan, written or, you know, from Mr. Hubbard, is just going to help us do the work quicker.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. Praise be to Allah. See, do we have any more callers? Would you like to, before our beautiful sister go, would you like to make a comment? If so, please push one. Or for those, like I said, that are already on, I do have your mic unmuted. And if you would like to make one closing comment to our sister before she goes, we're going to give her the last, closing remarks. So for those that are online, if you want to share, that's fine. Please do. If not, and then that's fine, too, and we're going to close the show up. So push that one now. Forever hold your peace at this time. Okay. All right. Thank you, and nevertheless, for listening. Okay, sister. You've got the mic. It's been beautiful, but I'm going to let you have the closing. Let me say this first. I thank Allah for you. Like I said, I asked you, I had wanted you to come on, of course, earlier, but like months ago or whatever, but I know your schedule is very, very busy. But nevertheless, when I, Allah put it on my heart to ask you this morning, and you so obligingly and so humbly accepted. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, and may Allah continuously to bless you for all the work, all the love that you are giving. And we appreciate you, and we love you. And like I said, you are definitely always welcome here. If you want to put on a program, whatever program that it is, just call me, and definitely I will see with all my might and with the director of this program that we will help our steps to step. So with that, you can give out your closing remarks or any information that you would like to share. Thank you so much. And may Allah continuously to bless you and your family. And again, congratulations on your 18th anniversary with your beloved husband. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. And thank your listening audience for tuning in to hear just a few words of my viewpoint and expression of this beautiful technology that we have been given by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I will say this, that strong families make a strong nation.
And for those of us that's married or desire to be married, get in this process that's called auditing. And I'm telling you, oh my gosh, it has been a lifesaver for me in my marriage. And watching my husband go through this process with me, I can truly say that it's helping us to become more equally yoked. And I'm getting a new man through my husband as he go and he find his impediments that has kept him from being his true self. And the more he unmind himself through this process that's called auditing, the more I get a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful black man. So I'm saying to us, you know, for those of us that's married, to go through this process together and be able to find the impediments that's keeping us from being the best wife, the best husband to each other, and also, you know, the best mother and the best father, you know, brothers and sisters. And we are here to make a strong family, to have a strong nation. So the more we go through it as a family, the better we would be able to create those strong families. So that's what I have tonight. It was my honor and my blessing to be on your show with others. So thank you very much, and may Allah bless us all with the light of understanding to get this technology.
Thank you, sister. Everyone can say, I feel like I have a beautiful sister. Thank you so much. And with that, we're going to close out. In the name of Allah, I thank Allah so very much for this opportunity to be able to spend with our sister and also our dear brother and sister and whoever else that was listening. Hopefully, something that was said can we're here to restore. And with that, thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam.